Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL season finally begins this evening, and the Kansas City Chiefs will attempt to do what has yet to be done in the Super Bowl era and three-peat. Wiggy thinks it's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't bet against Mahomes.
And you're never going to get a bet against Patrick Mahomes. And so Shime, however, is all about the Ravens this evening, which I understand that. It is your never-ending love for Lamar Jackson.
So. Greg, 7-0 as an underdog the last three seasons. So.
Okay. You want to hammer the Shime for this evening, what you got for us?
Yeah, sure. So as you said, my first one right off the bat, Ravens +3 tonight. Like, it's my favorite bet on the board, Lamar. Awesome, awesome, awesome as an underdog. And the Chiefs, as they came out last year after winning the Super Bowl, lost to the Lions on week one. The Chiefs, the Super Bowl winner generally wins the game straight up, but most of the time doesn't cover in that first game of the year. So I love the Ravens getting 3 points. Derrick Henry is now a Baltimore Raven, for those of you who didn't notice in the offseason. Derrick Henry to score a touchdown tonight, minus 125. My favorite prop on the board. Mm. This guy, I think he scored a touchdown in like 6 of his last 7 games against the Kansas City Chiefs. He's also just in a way better running offense than he's ever been in. Like, the Tennessee Titans just gave him a ton of carries. Now he's actually going to be in an offense where there's going to be space to run the football, especially with Lamar Jackson next to him. So I love Derrick Henry to score a touchdown. I also love Derrick Henry over 14.5 yards on the longest run of the night for him. So over, he has to have a run of 15 yards or longer. That's at minus 110. I love Isaiah Pacheco over 14.5 rush attempts. He had 24 in the AFC Championship game against the Ravens just last year. So they are going to give it to him often and early in this game, which also means I like Patrick Mahomes under 267 pass yards in this game. Those are some of my favorite bets across the board for you.
Great point from Game Dog in the Twitch chat. Both starting quarterbacks this evening, neither one of them started as a rookie. Wiggy?
Yeah.
So,
okay. Are we going to go down this road? Patrick Mahomes sat behind a playoff caliber quarterback.
And Lamar Jackson was behind a Super Bowl MVP in Joe Flacco, and they didn't have an intention of starting him at all his rookie year, but Flacco played like dog doo-doo.
Is this on purpose? Not you, Greg, but everybody. Like, is it just being obtuse? Like, you know there's a difference between sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Alex Smith, and Joe Flacco, and then there's Jacoby Brissett. Right. Like, so Sunday, let's say this happens. Brissett goes 11 for 21, 160 yards and 2 picks. What are we learning? What is Drake May watching? Right. What did Drake May learn when Jacoby Brissett threw that god-awful interception in the second preseason game in the red zone? Like, explain it to me. I have no idea. I don't know what he's learning from him.
And Greg, you said this. You asked this question.
Of whom?
Earlier in the show, just kind of, or maybe it might have just been a statement where you said, what is this team trying to accomplish this year?
By not starting Drake May.
Right.
Or what is their outlook?
Yes.
Their outlook must be dim.
Right.
When it comes to this season.
Right.
If you're trying to find reasons why you are starting Jacoby Brissett and you're taking Jerod Mayo at his word on this very show, where he said that the rookie had outplayed the journeyman backup quarterback.
Right.
What is the rationale? It must be that they have low expectations for the season, or they don't want him to get hurt.
Right.
But I don't even buy the don't want him to get hurt thing, because Jacoby Brissett is, if the O-line is that bad, then Jacoby Brissett is going to get hurt, and you're going to need Drake May anyway.
But I don't buy the low expectations either, because if you have low expectations, then what are you worried about? It's only going to give Drake May more reps, more game action, well, to be ready for a season where it could mean something.
But some say to me when I say that, they say, well, you saw what happened with Mac Jones.
Oh, stop.
He was mentally destroyed.
Stop.
Sunday, you're going to see the example of your worst case scenario, which is a top five pick, number one was Joe Burrow, was behind the worst offensive line in football, got hurt. Then he got healthy and took his team to the Super Bowl with Ja'Marr Chase. So that's the worst case. The best case is he's like C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And he's really good. I mean, so I honestly don't understand it. It has to be the Crafts want him to open at home, and they want the story to be percolating about when is Drake May going to be in there. Nothing else makes sense.
For interest purposes
yes.
only.
Yep.
To generate interest.
Correct.
Yeah, but aren't we interested in week one if he's in there?
But if he gets hurt in week one, then the interest is gone.
But there are some people, you did a poll, I think, this week. There are people who are not interested. I can't believe this. But they're not going to be sitting down Sunday or out at a bar Sunday at 1 o'clock watching this game because of Jacoby Brissett.
Right. So no. I did a poll. We did a poll on our account. What game are you more excited to watch Sunday? Patriots Bengals or Brady's Fox broadcast? 45% of the respondents said Brady on Fox. The Browns Cowboys with Brady in the booth is almost as anticipated as the Patriots game against the Bengals.
All right. Well, season gets underway tonight. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.